We are celebrating along with you Siblings Day. Hey, this is from Avi from the text line. She is the sixth of seven siblings.
Wow.
She said two of her oldest sisters, Wanda and Yvonne, they're living in heaven right now.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Sister Nettie lives in Broken Arrow. Her brother Leroy lives in Edmond. And brother Bob lives in Indiana. And she lives in Jinx. And Linda, there's more, lives in Mounds.
Oh, wait.
And she says, that's right. Oh, wait. And she says, I love my siblings.
Aww.
Here's one from Kendra. Happy Siblings Day. Shout out to all my siblings. Jesse, Jacob, Jordan, Jared, JC, Katie, and Kara.
Love it.
There's some great names for you.
Today is National Siblings Day, where we give thanks to God for those people in our lives who challenged us, who supported us, who have cried with us, who teased us
so much that she got in trouble, who tickled me, who tried to eat my hamburger in the back seat. Oh, man. I guess my memories are a little different than yours.
I aggravated all yeah. the time.
You were the big brother, weren't you?
Well, I was the middle.
Oh.
And then I had four half-brothers that I got to see every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So to shout out to those brothers yeah. in Alabama, and then Portia, who actually lives in town, and Kathy, who lives in San Diego, I wouldn't have it any other way. I would rather have no other siblings than you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Ah.
Well, I've got a big brother, Rob, lives in Kansas. I got a big brother,
Rob.
Jeff, that lives in Missouri.
Jeff, what's up?
And that's it.
That's great, though.
Got two big bros.
Two big bros. You were youngest?
I was the youngest.
All right, so this morning, as we'd like to do, we'd like mm-hmm. to connect with you and let you kind of take over the show. Would you shout out your siblings this morning, 460-KXOJ?
Man, I got lots of memories going through my head right now.
Well, we'll share them throughout the morning. Share yours as well.
Mom, he's looking at me again.
There's that imaginary line. I don't put your hand across in the
back
seat.
That's right. Stop it.
You stop it.
Thank you for letting us know that it's Siblings Day. I have an amazing family. I am the middle of five. I have an older brother, Ben, an older sister, Karen, a younger brother, Ward, and a kid sister, Gail.
Yay.
And they all are married, and they all have wonderful spouses. So I'm very blessed.
You are.
That is a huge blessing.
that's big.
Amen.
We are celebrating along with you Siblings Day. Hey, this is from Avi from the text line. She is the sixth of seven siblings.
Wow.
She said two of her oldest sisters, Wanda and Yvonne, they're living in heaven right now.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Sister Nettie lives in Broken Arrow. Her brother Leroy lives in Edmond. And brother Bob lives in Indiana. And she lives in Jinx. And Linda, there's more, lives in Mounds.
But wait.
And she says, that's right. Oh, wait. And she says, I love my siblings.
Aww.
Here's one from Kendra. Happy Siblings Day. Shout out to all my siblings. Jesse, Jacob, Jordan, Jared, JC, Katie, and Kara.
Love it.
There's some great names for you.
94.1 KXOJ, your choice for the family with Dave and Katie. Happy Siblings Day. I need to call my sisters up. I need to call my brothers up today. And it's just a good reminder to celebrate those that have helped shape your life. Really?
I think I'm going to call both of my brothers today. And say hi, of course. And
what will you say?
Well, I'm just going to remind them just a little bit.
Are you going to jab them a little bit? Or
when you're the youngest and you have two big brothers.
Yeah.
Or you have three kids. You know, they're all sitting in the back seat together, right? Mom
mm-hmm.
and dad up front, all three of the kids in the back. What is it with boys and they have to wrestle and they have to kind of fight and jib and jab?
I think you nailed it. They're boys.
And they get a little loud. And the solution to that was always, Katie, get in the middle.
Oh.
Just get in the middle.
It was your fault.
No, it wasn't my fault. They put me in the middle of the boys to kind of separate them a little bit.
As a buffer. Okay.
So do you think that helped?
That's interesting because that's how parents had to deal with it back then.
Yeah.
Before DVD players.
Yes, exactly.
And handheld devices could
right.
capture attentions. It was the cloud game and the license plate game.
Yeah, Popeye and,
exactly.
and the rhyme game. But they would just fight in front of me. You know, it really didn't help that much. Thanks, Rob and Jeff.
Okay.
Love you, though.
Hi, Dave and Katie. I have a funny story.
Yes.
Oh, good.
My younger brother will probably disagree with the funny part, but I was born without a number six adult tooth.
Okay.
It never appeared. Well, my younger brother got two number six adult teeth
hey,
and had to have one of them surgically removed. I think it's hilarious, but I have a legal question. Who should have received the Tooth Fairy money?
Well,
me. I think,
yes, definitely. You double for having to go through that anguish.
I know. Bless his heart, and he's wonderful and marvelous, and I love him so much, but bless his heart.
He took your tooth.
Give me back my tooth.
Give me my 50 cents.
We're celebrating Siblings Day. Sounds like you have some siblings in the back seat.
Yes.
Who you got there?
Brock and Logan. Yes.
So are they kind to their sister? Because Katie grew up in the same exact situation.
Yep, sure did.
Well, we had a little incident already this morning.
Okay.
I understand those incidences.
I love the way you worded that, an incident.
I got to be careful what I say.
It protects the innocent.
It's okay.
It really does.
We understand.
Yeah. Well, I was just calling about the whole sibling thing.
Yes, please. What's your story?
Story is kindergarten. So girl in my class tells me she loves me as I'm getting ready to leave my kindergarten class.
Aww.
Kind of rocks my world. I'm not really sure what all that means. So I go home and I tell my two older brothers, and they say, well, Greg, do you love her? Do you love her? Greg, and finally, I just kind of came into the pressure and said, I guess so. And then then the teasing started. Therapies, legal, you know, and it went on and on and on and on. But because of that, it made me question the whole meaning of love. As I got older, as I continued to age, and I really believe it had a profound impact on my understanding and reflection of love from a God's love. So,
wow.
Anyway, so it was kind of a real memorable thing, traumatic as a little 5-year-old kid, but then ultimately a really good thing.
All right, so everybody wants to know, did you marry that little girl?
Actually, no, I didn't. Okay. I don't know where she is today. So,
but you loved her.
But you loved her.
I guess I did.
94.1 KXOJ. Good morning. What's up?
I would like to give a shout out to Gina, Johnny, Jimmy, Jeremy, Jelena, and Vicky, also known as Jicky. She was our stepsister, but we love her very much, and we would all wish for a big, big house.
Okay, so you're all J's except for Vicky, so you called her Jicky.
Wow.
That is so cute and welcoming.
And we love every one of each other very much. So, we're such a close-knit family.
Who are you? Which one are you?
I am Janice. I sit right in the middle.
Janice. So how many is that all together? We didn't count.
Seven. And more fun is when she gets us all confused and calls us by each other's different names.
Oh, yes. It would be much easier with J names to have that happen.
Is it?
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
94.1 KXOJ. Good morning, Emily. Have a sibling shout out.
I'll shout out Max and Briley Aikman. I love you guys both so much. And I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, so nice. There you go. That's how you do it.
That is a shout out for Siblings Day if I've ever heard one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Emily. Bye.
You can call with your sibling shout out. You can use the app. That's KXOJ in the App Store. And click the shout out button on there. Or text it to us at 460-KXOJ. Or call just like Emily did.